to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where we say bad beer is like reality television. Someone must be enjoying it because it just won't go away. Huh? No?
Yeah, I mean...
Welcome to Compton and the dead quiet.
Yeah. Wow. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is El Jefe, good old boy Mike.
Yep, I'm here. I am not going to be good at most of the impersonations I'm going to attempt today. I'm just warning you about that.
So it's a
normal show, Dave. Yeah. That is correct, yes.
Yeah. Nice.
I set the bar low and often.
I think it might go lower today.
But I feel like the great opportunity we have here is we can get banned to entire groups now, not just geographic areas.
Well... it's all going to be West Coast, you know, today. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oop, we might be giving something away. Good old boy Sparky, so nice to see you again.
It's true. I'm sorry I smell so bad.
No.
That's one of the great things about radio.
No, you can't smell radio. I think that's what's on the table.
Oh, okay. That's good.
It's going to drown out the product. Yeah.
Yeah. Good old boy Dave, hello.
This is all West Coast, so does that mean these are all going to be dank and piney?
Resinous.
Ooh.
Thanks for playing.
Resinous.
Ooh. Well, folks, it's summer. It is summer. And as the temperature outside goes up, good old boy Dave's cognitive abilities plummet.
Hey, let's do that thing where you drive a car at me and I jump over it.
Dave, are you saying there's a seasonality to your impaired cognitive ability? Because I thought it was like a year-round kind of thing.
Sometimes, you know? I say hold my beer more often than others.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's warmer months.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's right. It's time for another installment of our Summer of Questionable Decisions.
You told me that this was a highfalutin discussion book club.
And that was your first problem.
The talented and stunning palettes, you know, we've brought them down to the bottom.
Well,
today,
so. Yeah. Here we go.
There can't be a top without a bottom. And so, you know.
Here we are.
Is this like a power bottom situation?
I don't think this is that kind of show.
Okay. You know,
it depends on how many of these you have.
A swift exit out of this conversation. That's all I know.
You're gonna need something a little stiff.
Yeah,
something a little stiffer than these drinks here.
Wow.
Please don't change the channel yet.
All right, good old boy Dave. Why don't you tell us what palate stripping nightmare you're unleashing on us today?
That was aggressive. So, sadly, I mean this for all of us, it is probably warranted this time. As we all know, celebrities are better than us normal people in all ways. I mean, I think we can agree on that, right?
No.
That's why whenever they endorse a product, we should all immediately go out and buy it. That's what I do.
Oh, immediately.
Honestly, though, some celebrity endorsed products are pretty good, but I think that's more the exception than the rule. Today, we'll be tasting some canned cocktails from celebrities who took different paths to fame and fortune.
Hmm.
One group, you know, worked from nothing, came from nothing, man. And they used talent and just hard work to get there. And the others, they started, you know, rapping.
I like the shizzle with the dizzle.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay, God. Folks. So from Dr. Dre and Snoop, we have the Gin and Juice premium gin-based cocktails in four unique fruit flavors. In the other corner, we have the West Coast hip hop. Oh, wait. Oh. Going up against the West Coast hip hop icons. Haha.
You can tell we prep for this.
Yeah. We have Sprinter Vodka Soda that also comes in four unique fruity flavors. Sprinter is from Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Who rose to fame on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, a reality series.
Wait, what is that? What is that?
I never realized until just now that a certain voice frequency could kill sperm.
If only.
Yeah. Sadly, it's on me. Oh, there's at a lot of carnage,
you know, in that family.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, there we are. So, good old boy Mike, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these products, and I'm using air quotes, with the suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. I will be attempting switching between Kardashian and Snoop here. That sucks. Kylie, give me anything but a low-quality celebrity-induced product marketing, what am I saying, like, to 20-year-olds. So number two is going to be Kim. Was that a belch? I mean, or did my body just reject that drink? Number three is, gotta get some Snoop in there. Yo, yo, what's the drizzle? What's the jizzle? Oh, man, what a relief. The burning and itching finally stopped.
Wow.
I finally achieved a slow clap. Can I say that my day is full now? Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that, Julia.
You did it.
Yes. Number four. Let's go with the matriarch. Girls, a body should really not make that sound. While making a sex tape that got accidentally leaked and somehow launched a multi-billion-dollar family empire that I...
It happens sometimes. Mm.
Sure. Get your butt in the air a little higher. Okay?
Ooh. Wow.
That's a good mother-daughter five, talk.
Yo, man, Dr. Dre, listen to that hang time. Number five, give me another hit off that blunt, man. Thank you. I am overeducated and overpaid, so I don't know that I can achieve, you know, the results we're looking for.
Okay.
Maybe we should just get started.
I think that is, okay.
Can we declare it over? Is that,
that's it. And, yeah. Just,
yeah. And, guys. And close.
Scene. I'm going to go ahead and do scene. This. And
once
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
Okay. Round one. Oh, well, let's just get started. Okay. Coming in, our first pour is from Sprinter, and it is their lime vodka soda. 4.5% ABV.
The fact it's called Sprinter, isn't that the name of a delivery van? I mean,
it's called Sprinter because it'll give you the runs.
Wow, you're going to be sprintering to the Port-A-John?
So we are tasting all of these on the fly. We have not had these beverages in advance to come up with progressive and loquacious.
If we asked people
notes,
to try them in advance, no one would have shown up today.
I mean, the smell, the aroma isn't bad. It's like kind of like Sprite, right?
This is a lime soda to me. I mean,
I pick up, you know, definitely some citrus, you know, in the aroma itself, but that's
cleaning
about,
product lime is what I'm
salt.
Getting.
Yeah. Pine salt. There you go.
Yeah. It is a little West Coasty, isn't it?
I don't like the way it dries my mouth out.
This was supposed to have what in it? Gin?
No, this is this vodka.
This is vodka.
All right. So this is all going to be flavored up.
For 4.5%, how much?
I'm getting some saltiness.
So this is a malt beverage. Then
it's a little salty to me
at the end. Yeah,
at the end, it's kind of like I get this Rose's lime juice, like this corn syrup, and it's been on the shelf in the grocery store for a couple of years, and a little bit salty on the end.
I would say if you had handed me a Perrier with a lime wedge in it, not terribly different than this.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, are you feeling any? No. I mean, and at 4.5%. Would you even expect to feel
I would say
anything?
Other than the hint of lime off this, there's really nothing there. You
sure.
know,
this is something I would put in a drink, like to make a drink.
Like a roofie?
Yeah. Actually, Sparky, are you starting to feel drowsy yet?
I mean, I don't like where you're putting your hands right now, but I might not in a little while.
You will. I think that is a common phrase in the Kardashian household. Yeah. I don't like where your hands are going right now, but keep doing that.
Yes.
You know, so. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my
gosh. Look, I just looked at a clip where, you know, Kylie is getting, you know, herself shaved by Scott in a bathtub because she didn't want to go, you know, have somebody else, you know, trim her up. All I have to say is, you know, you don't want to watch that video.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's innocuous, Pine Sol, and a little bit salty on the tail.
I would say this would go to somebody that says, you know what? I don't know what I really want. Just give me anything that doesn't have any flavor. Boom. There you go.
And
I'm giving you
done.
This. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's okay. Funny because I thought Mike said,
I like this. I did not say that. You know, I'm going to put like a royalty, you know, that it's actually just a fine directly to Dave every time he replays that clip.
Actually, he's going to give it to your wife. And, yeah. You know, that's
$100 fine. Yeah. Every time Dave hits that. I like this. Yes.
I'm so angry.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Much better.
So.
Yo.
I'm sorry. I'm not pointing. That is a one.
You know? Oh, okay.
I mean, it's better than Truly.
Honestly, though, I will say
it's not bad.
It's not terrible.
Yeah. Because there's nothing there.
I think this because
you're going to say
because
all right,
if you start with the other one,
I agree.
Okay.
There's nowhere
to
go.
It's not bad. It's just not good.
Yeah.
Correct.
So we're gonna go with a two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our qualification on this is that. Flavor wise, it's not bad. It's
not
just
offensive.
You're not.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not offensive, but you're not gonna get a buzz.
You're gonna have to
drink
like,
you know, that's
400
it.
400 of these.
I don't know how many calories are in this, but like,
there's 100 calories per can. I think.
I want to get ripped. If I'm doing a canned vodka drink, I want to make sure that it takes me where I want to go.
Yeah. What is that? Like a half a teaspoon of vodka to achieve 4%?
Yeah, but like if you're like a 105-pound anorexic, you know.
Oh, that's true. I have been fasting for the last 3 days.
All right. We'll be back after a brief interlude.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. How's it going? Today we are doing a summer of questionable decisions, and we are going Compton versus Calabasas. We are taking some gin and juice from Snoop and Dr. Dre, and it's going toe-to-toe with Sprinter from the Kardashians.
Mm.
Yeah, so gin versus vodka-based fruity.
Actually, it's
fruity
from, a Jenner.
So bad.
Wow. Okay. So before the break, we started with a Sprinter lime. Now we are going to go to the gin and juice citrus.
Not as much on the nose as.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
This one is almost completely absent of any aroma.
Now, this one is 5.9%. ABV versus the 4.5 of Sprinter.
Thanks, Snoop. Huge difference.
Thanks, Snoop.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So the first thing that I like in a gin drink is gin.
Yeah.
This is just completely devoid of, you know, any presentation of anything remotely close to any gin, be it, you know, Juniper Forward or Herbal Forward or, you know,
and even if it was
Old Tom or anything, it's just, yeah, I would have never guessed this is even remotely close to being a gin in anything.
And even if it was, like say, a citrus-forward gin, it's lost in whatever the citrus flavoring
is. The sugar is just obliterating anything that, you know, would have been there to begin with.
What's the calories on these? Just this one.
Let's see. 300 and... No.
You could have told me this is a hard seltzer with a little bit of citrus on it, and I would have gone, okay.
I don't see calories listed on the can.
No, that's cool.
They're too gangster to talk about calories.
There is a much more pronounced bitterness in this. It almost, it's not in there, but, my brain wants to put quinine in there. Where is it?
Right.
But there's definitely more of a bitterness to this that was not in the other one.
Yeah, this one, it says it's got gin with real juice, citrus, rose, and natural flavors.
Rose.
That's sort of...
Well, rose water is a thing, but it's more about inducing aroma than it is any flavor component.
I'm not getting aroma.
Yeah, I'm not getting any aroma.
Not getting much of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Again, I would hand this to somebody that simply says, you know what? I don't know what I want. I just...
Yeah.
Just get me something.
Just take this over in the corner and show it.
You know, for somebody that doesn't know what they like, I would totally hand this to them. And I'm going, there's nothing there. So I can't piss you off.
It's kind of like a disappointing gin and tonic.
Oh.
Minus the tonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody handed this to me and said, oh, here's your gin and tonic, sir, I'd go, what?
I might have to hand this back to you.
You
want to
put some gin and tonic in the gin and tonic.
Yeah.
I mean, to Sparky's point, there might be some tonic in there. There's just no gin.
It's definitely not bitter enough. And,
there's a little bit of bitter, but
completely, gone.
Yeah, there's no...
I think that's the part that's bothering me more is the...
Lack of botanicals?
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's very flat to me. At least with the... I mean, and here's the thing. Is our expectations high because all of us at this table enjoy gin and a good gin?
A lot.
Right?
I drink a lot of gin.
You're expecting to get some kind of botanicalness in there.
I think that is following the celebrity endorsement, which it is hollow and shallow. And really, there's nothing there. So it's aligning well with the branding.
Syrup and garbage. Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm going to use the same criteria as we did last time.
I don't want to set the floor too early.
It is not offensive, but there's nothing there.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to rate it a 2.
Do better, guys. Mm. Come on.
All right.
Okay, next is going to be the Sprinter Peach.
Well, this has aroma.
I remember I was at a tasting once, and one of my country sales reps said, "Well, that's got a lot of flavor to it."
No.
So the peach is peach candy smelling. Yes, it's there.
It tastes good right up until the end, and then it doesn't.
It reminds me
somebody
handed me an icy that was peach flavored. It's so sweet and artificial.
Strangely, I like this more than the lime one.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
no, I do too. The only issue that I have is at the end, it's like the carbonation is like chalky at the end or something. Does that make sense?
It definitely tastes like candy. Like this is
up front. Yes,
we have used science to create.
Can I get my money back on this?
No, sorry.
Oh my god, it is just so fake. It is just so.
It seems sweeter too. Like that's the other thing too.
Than the citrus
than
one.
Than the citrus for sure.
Or the lime. Yeah.
Yeah.
The lime. Yeah.
This is so artificial.
This is like when if you had a peach knee high and you poured it in ice, and then you drank all of the knee high, and then the
ice melted. There's
no booze.
Oh no,
this doesn't even remotely taste like alcohol. Which maybe that's the point, right? We're getting the candy sweetness, and
I mean, okay,
Dave roofied me a second time.
Oh, and at the top of each can, obviously no added sugar. And it's 100 calories, gluten-free.
So that means aspartame, I guess, if there's no sugar.
No! Well, to me, you know, aspartame leaves like that very
that
chalky,
weird,
you know,
can't get it off your tongue.
And, yeah, like, please, you know, scrape my tongue with
I don't
anything.
Get a lot of that flavor, but I get kind of that sensation, though. Like, it kind of dries my mouth
like
out.
Like you want to spit out.
Yeah. Like my head's starting to hurt already. Yeah.
So I'm going to try to be using some very famous Kardashian phrases today, and this one reminds me. I don't want to be walking around like some peasant. I'm royalty. That's what Scott Disick said when they were in England. So, you know,
wow.
Yeah, definitely peasant water.
And what does he do?
Yeah, that's exactly the question you should ask the entire time. What do you do?
And what is it you would say that you do?
I think you said it right.
This is so bad.
Doo-doo.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I felt like it was going to be better, but then it
went
dipped. The other
you
way.
It dipped, yeah. Okay, we are rating this a 1.
Nothing peachy.
If you were aiming for the bottom, you hit it, man.
Okay, now let's go to the gin and juice apricot.
I'm sorry, did you say gin and juice?
That's why we invited you to be on
your Sparky. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Well, thanks. I mean, last month was
gin and juice,
you know.
Okay. Yes,
sipping on gin and juice.
5.9% ABV. Now this one is gin with real juice, apricot honey.
Apricot honey?
No.
Apricot comma honey.
It's got okay. Apricot honey.
Comma bergamot and natural flavors.
I get
bergamot.
I get something sweet.
On the nose, you can actually smell this one. This one actually...
This smells pleasant.
Yeah.
This smells like a cocktail.
This has a very faint apricot.
I like this. I'm getting almost
like a coconutty kind of thing. Or
I'm telling you, dude, if you use this as a mixer and actually put some alcohol in it, you might have some.
This is ambrosia all the way. There's like 20 different artificial fruits.
No, but see, for me though, the last one tasted like fake peach. This actually has
the apricot. Like,
because it's not just super sweet.
There is definitely a citrus fruit in this, that is not unpleasant.
No, which is the bergamot. I mean, and bergamot and gin is always nice. And
yeah.
Pleasant, you know what I mean?
It's weird, though, because there's definitely, similarly to the last one we had, there's certainly a pronounced bitterness towards the end. So that seems to be
a theme
with this particular thing.
It's harder to swallow than regular water, but in a good way.
No.
I'm almost getting